Haters gonna hate. Haters gonna hate. I end that hour by saying that that was one of the greatest moments and greatest calls ever. And yet y'all rush in with the same thing, the same question, the same reaction. Hey, Rome, I thought self-glossing wasn't allowed. I'll address that in a minute. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. All right, welcome to the program. We start hour number two. In the third hour, Jordan Poyer will be joining me. Alvy will have his week that was. We'll have an ATP. We already had Chauncey Billups on in hour number one. And I talked about last night's amazing game. Baker Mayfield shows up here in L.A. 48 hours before kick. He has one actual practice, and really not even a legitimate practice at that. Kind of like a walkthrough practice. And yet goes right down the field on the Raiders. 98 yards, no timeouts, and drops a dagger. Oh, did you see that, Chalk? Drops a dagger on the Raiders, effectively ending them and their season. So Drizzle comes in, and Drizzle says, hey, Rome, you and I are not on the same page on a couple of things, but let me clear up a few things. And then just goes on this like diatribe, one of the great phone calls ever, a rampage. That was a great phone call. That was more than a great phone call. That was one of the best phone calls. I would put that up against a lot of smack-off calls. I mean, without question, that was better than the majority of smack-off calls I've heard. That good. Definitely better than his smack-off call. That was smack-off worthy. That right there, I can say this, is without question one of the best calls we received all year long on this show. It was. So what's your reaction? A lot of this. Hey, Rome, why, oh, why does Drizzle continue to live above the law when it comes to the sacrosanct jungle concept that you do not self-gloss? Rules are rules. Brandon in the Four Corners. All right, fair enough, because this guy's far from the only person saying it. Hey, Rome, wow. Did Drizzle just annihilate everyone, everywhere, especially Matt in L.A.? I put Drizzle as the number one favorite as of now to win next year's Smack Off. Wore Drizzle and those golden pipes. And then this guy, wooden laconic, because I care what he thinks, but I'll read it. I'll read it the way his handle would have me read it. I need an official jungle ruling from Alvy. Is Drizzle a self-gloss? Hey, wooden laconic, how about I give you the official ruling myself? Instead of getting it from Alvy, how about I give it to you? Even though Alvy generally will make a decision. I'm the host of the show. I make the rules. I'll give it to you. This is the fact. He just made a point of saying everybody wants to know why I go by Drizzle. It's not my name. It's not my name. And he lays out, hey, yo, show business. Everybody's got a thing. What do you not understand about this? Everybody's got a thing. To which all of you haters, instead of appreciating this guy's game and respecting this guy's game, you hate him. You want to hate on him. So now you're going to the rule book. Now you're saying, hey, Rome, why is that okay? Hypocrite, Rome, you're breaking your own rules. Here's why it's okay. Here's why it is what it is. Here is what it is. The truth of the matter is, the first time that guy called and said it's Drizzle in Wichita, I thought that was his name. Fact. Don't at me. Don't try to call bullcrap on me. It's a fact. I thought it was his name. Believe me, I've heard much more unique names than Drizzle. It did not strike me as out of the ordinary. No red flag went up. I did not think to myself, yo, dude, that's not your name. If I did, I would have called him out for self-glossing and we would have run his ass. But I didn't do that because I thought that it was his name. So now you might say, yeah, but you're wrong. You're obviously wrong because the guy's out here flaunting that it's not his name. Well, my reaction to that is this. Like he said, hey, Rome, you and I, we have a disagreement on a couple of things. We disagreed about Josh McDaniels. We disagree about Baker Mayfield. Let me add one more thing to that, Drizzle. We have a third disagreement. As far as I'm concerned, that is your name. Yeah, Rome. Hey, Rome.
I think I know my own name, bro.
Yeah, maybe, Drizzle. But we agree to disagree. You're not impressed by Baker Mayfield last night. I am. We agree to disagree. You don't like Josh McDaniels. I actually still like Josh. I think his job is in grave jeopardy now, but I still like him. We agree to disagree. You say your name is not Drizzle. We agree to disagree. I say your name is Drizzle. That's why that's allowed. Because he came up in here as Drizzle, and I assumed that that was his name, and that's how I know him. So that's his name. Hey, let me ask you something. You know how Alvin runs somebody when I get somebody's name wrong? Like if I say, let's go to Tom in Denver, and Tom in Denver responds by saying, actually, Rome, it's Tim. And Alvin runs him, and I say, why did you do that? And Alvin says, you never correct the host. Well, when I go to Drizzle, Alvin doesn't run him. And this guy doesn't correct me. Dude, you know why? Because his name is Drizzle. Drizzle, your name is Drizzle, yo. And if you tell me it's not, quote, we agree to disagree on three things. Baker Mayfield, Josh McDaniels, and your name. He's Drizzle. And by the way, did he or did he not say that it was his real name? I'm scanning my brain. I'm scanning my mental hard drive. And I could have swore in 2019, this guy came on this show and said, Drizzle is my name.
And as far as self-gloss goes, I was born with the name Drizzle. You ain't like it? Tough nuggets. I'm out, Rome.
You ain't like it? Tough nuggets. What's going on here? Drizzle. Hey, Driz, which is it?
Like, what am I here
for? I knew it, dude. That's your name. You were born with that name, dude.
Like, what are we doing?
My man, I know you've come up. I know you got a brand new whip. I know you're about to get a new house. I know your game is legendary. But you can't all of a sudden flip and say, no, that's not my name. Yes, it is. In 2019, it was.
Tough nuggets.
Tough nuggets, Driz. That's your name. But, bro, much respect. Because you make it much better, dude. You make this platform and this show much better. All right, so, Clones, does that answer your question? There is no double standard. There is no hypocrisy. He didn't self-gloss. But, Rome, he just said he self-glossed. I don't care. I'll be the deciding factor. I will decide whether or not he self-glossed. He did not. His name is Drizzle. Rome, he just said to your face and the entire nation that it's self-gloss. Rome doesn't care. That's his name. Are we done with that? I doubt it. I'm done with that. That's his name. That's his name.
I was born with the name Drizzle.
Where's the gray area in that? Where is the gray area in that? I was born with the name Drizzle.
I was born with the name Drizzle.
So it's not self-gloss. Like the rest of us, that's his given name.
Tough nuggets.
Tough nuggets, yo. 1-800-636-8686. I love it. I love it. Hit me up. Get on the phones. It's Friday. Amazing night last night. Not an amazing game. Crappy game. But Baker Mayfield going down the field on the Raiders. I mean, did you watch the pregame show, by the way? Like, the entire pregame show is about the Raiders. They turned it all around. They've won three in a row. They've saved their season. They're actually still alive in the playoff hunt. Incredible. They're about to make it four in a row. This is insane. Then they gave it all back. Like, none of it ever happened. What a waste of time and energy. And airtime. Nothing changed. That is incredible that they lost that game the way they did. idiotic penalties, terrible schematic decisions. Only the Raiders could lose a game like that. And I do love Josh McDaniels, but you start with that coaching staff. The decisions that they made, the fact that they've lost four games where they had double-digit leads in the second half, that starts with the coaches. And let me read you one bit of reaction here. It's a question, and I want to answer it. Let me find it. Give me a minute. Here it is. Romy Stillskin. Question. Do the Raiders bring Derek Carr wreck back next year? Answer. You do not.
No.
You do not.
No.
You do not. You do not. You do not. You do not.
You do not bring him in. No.
Fee and the fee.
You do not. You do not.
Were the Raiders and dumb penalties going together like Alvy and making babies?
You do not. You do not. You do not bring him in.
Did you change that war? Can't do that. That's not originally what he said for his war. The thing is, do you bring Derek Carr back? Hard to make the argument when he just got outplayed by a guy who was a third stringer with Carolina about 3 days ago, who had 48 hours to get ready and one practice, when Derek Carr has been with the Raiders for like a car. Yeah, that doesn't reflect well at all on Derek Carr. He did not play well at all last night. At all. That pick at the end of the first half, if you're a Raider better or a Raider fan, how infuriating was that? Yeah, I know he got hit, but what were you looking to do in that moment anyway? Who were you throwing the ball to anyway? That was a terrible decision. Hard to make an argument on his behalf when he's playing like that. Hard to make an argument on his behalf when he's getting outplayed by Baker Mayfield, who had gotten there like 5 minutes earlier. He didn't even know how to get back to the locker room. And I disagree respectfully with Drizzle. By the way, his real name. He told me. Drizzle's take was, man, who the hell cares? Stop acting like that was John Elway going down the field on the Browns in the postseason. It was Baker Mayfield going down the field on the Raiders.
Two teams
that nobody gives a damn about. Actually, respectfully, it was a hell of a lot more than that. I've never seen anything like that. It was cool. It was awesome. I didn't say that that makes him their starting quarterback next year. I didn't say that now he proved everybody wrong. I said he shut his haters up for one night, and it was an awesome thing to see. That's what I said. I like this guy. Dear Jim, the reason why I signed Baker Mayfield in the first place is because last week I was driving and Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty came on the radio, and I knew it was a sign. Sign Les Snead. That's funny. Song still sucks, Rit. I hate that song. But, that goes back to a take yesterday where Andrew Luck finally did a sit-down interview with somebody, Seth Wickersham, and as part of that piece, the story comes out that Frank Reich have been trying to get Andrew Luck to come back and play quarterback for the Colts, like everybody in Indy has been. And he was driving around one day, and the police song Message in a Bottle came on. And Reich thought that was a sign. Like that was a sign from the gods, a sign from the universe. So he immediately thumbed out a text to Andrew Luck saying, I don't know, dude. I don't know if subliminally you've been trying to hit me and let me know that you want to play, but I'm just sending out an SOS, yo. Cringerous thinks that's cringy, Frank. Cringerous Wilson thinks that that is extremely corny and cheesy. Hey, how you doing, Andrew? Frank here. I'm just driving around, and the police are on the radio, and Message in a Bottle came on, so I thought I would thumb out an SOS. You want to come back and play some quarterback? That's what that guy's talking about. Maybe Les Snead heard Jerry Raftery come on, and that's why he signed Baker, because Baker Street was playing. No, I guarantee if Les Snead were driving around town and Baker Street came on, he would do exactly what everybody not named Rit would do. Change the freaking station. Saying something sucks is not
you
a take.
A
that
turn
song
off your
sucks. You know, there's some songs that you hear your day immediately gets better. That's one of those songs where not only does your day immediately get worse, your life gets worse. I'm telling you. Your day is wrecked and your life might be worse. I once heard that song and I just had a downward spiral. Like it affected my mental health. And I'm not making light of mental health. I'm saying that I was like depressed. I couldn't get... Alvin, stop. It's a trigger. It's a trigger. It makes me think of, well, Rit. And
Thank
it's a
you.
Trigger because of Baker Street. I don't know exactly what he's singing about, but I just think of Baker Street being in the worst hood imaginable. Crack houses, violent crime, drugs. And before you come up in here like, hey, Rome, have you even heard the song? Look at the lyrics. I don't need to. I don't want to. Anyway, Alex, thanks for making it worse. I thought that was kind of a clever email, and now I don't think so.
We all drive in to the studio every day on Baker Street.
That's great, Rit. Why don't you just give them my social security number while you're at it? Maybe my PIN number for my ATM card. Rit's like, we all drive in, and here we are at 3821 Baker Street. Oh, and by the way, clones, Rome's mother's maiden name is... Rome's security answer to the question is, what was your pet's first name? Keep it up, Rit. My first grade teacher's name is... My first pet's name is... My first roommate's name is... My wife and I met at... My social security number is... Thanks, Rit. Quote, we all drive in on Baker Street. Awesome. Awesome. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about the Patriots. Now you've got other coaches openly mocking their offense. Again, not Twitter eggs, not hot takers on TV, not morons, respected coaches, or at least one. Openly mocking their offense. That's coming up. Jordan Poyer of the Bills coming up next hour. How about another phone call? We've taken one and it was awesome. Does anybody want to follow Drizzle? His real name, Drizzle. And he's in the Smack Off for real next year. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
What's cracking? Having a good time on a Friday. Nice to have you back. I'm Jim Rome. All right, so a few things really quickly. Alvy's week that was is going to be a little bit earlier than it normally is. I know a lot of you make sure to tune in for that in the last segment of the program. The last segment today belongs to Jordan Poyer. So make sure you lock that in. Alvy's week that was coming up a little bit earlier than it normally does. I've got a very good podcast up right now with Eddie George. Jim Rome Podcast 246. A new edition pushed out this morning of the Reinvention Project. I know a number of you have found your way to that and you like that podcast. That is my side hustle to my side hustle. You're going to want to check it out. What I did was I have an interview with Manti Te'o. I don't know if you heard that or not, but it's amazing. It's amazing. And I've got some updated thoughts. In case you're wondering about that, essentially, really quickly, don't tune out. I'm going to get right back to it. Phone calls in a second. The Reinvention Project with Jim Rome is a passion project, but something I feel really strongly about where I'm kind of trying to reinvent myself. And I'm in the process of doing this still yet, but I want to make sure that my next 25 years are my best 25 years. What I do not want is to be like one of those guys like, you know, used to be a salesman. Yeah, tough gig. You know, like Glengarry, Glenn Ross. I want to make sure that my best days are not behind me. I want to make sure somebody's not always coming up to me and saying, hey, yo, Rome, I used to watch you on TV when I was a kid. Great show. Yeah, right. I'm still on TV. I'm still on radio. We're still kicking ass. We're still pushing hard. We're still pushing out great content. And my best work is in front of me and not behind me. However, there has to be a set of skills and tactics and strategies to ensure that, hence this podcast and this lifestyle, the Reinvention Project. I give you some thoughts, inside thoughts, things that are rattling around in my head that I could never do here. So work your way over to that wherever you get your podcasts. All right, all that said, back to the phones. Let's go to Oakland, Hassan. Hassan, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing I don't know how I'm doing. Hopefully my phone quality is a lot better than the quality that was put on the field last night by the Raiders, man. It's so disappointing. You know, Mark Davis is up there having hot women and Ice Cube, eating chicken, having a great time, but we're sitting up here having to watch the performance that these players are putting out there. It's extremely disappointing. You know, you rat calls, they put us on a torture rack throughout the whole game. It's almost like in the movie Total Recall. You know, if you have memories of the old times, you can't run anymore, you want a first down for 39 yards, come on down, play the Raiders. You know, you need to go for a game-winning score, 98 yards, under 2 minutes, no timeouts. Don't worry, we got the Raiders. Remember when Brett Favre's father passed away? What happened? He played the Raiders. It seems like every single time, new player, doesn't matter. If you need a good story, you want your commercials back on the radio and on the air with Brett Baker Mayfield, just come and play the Raiders. I'm just disheartened. I'm sickened by what I have to see every single week. You know, you give us hope that we're actually going to maybe make the playoffs. And once again, it was just pulled the carpet right from underneath our feet. And I don't even know what to do anymore because, like Brazil of the World Cup, I'm out.
My man. Hassan, well done. That's a Raider fan saying, man, I'm really disheartened. You should be. I wonder how Cube feels right about now. Cube cannot be happy about that. Cube's up in the box with Mark Davis. And to Hassan's point, Mark Davis is hanging out with beautiful women in Cube. Meanwhile, you got ass on the field. How do you lose that game? A 13-point lead late. And you allow Baker Mayfield, who just got cut, and nobody claimed him other than the Rams because they were desperate. This guy shows up 48 hours before the game and has one practice. And again, because it was a short week, that Wednesday practice is not a full practice. Not only does he not get a full practice, he obviously does not get a full squad. No Cooper Kupp, no Allen Robinson, nobody up front, really. The offensive line is garbage. They had lost six in a row. I mean, you really think those guys want to be out there? Yet this guy does not give up on it or himself. And the game is garbage. That's one thing that Drizzle said that I agree with. It was like a couple of goats circling each other for most of the night. And then Baker does one of the most Baker things ever. And just because it went on against the Raiders doesn't mean it doesn't count. And it doesn't mean it didn't happen. And it doesn't mean it's not impressive. It was. Why do you gotta hate? Fact of the matter is, the Raiders might be garbage. And they might be disappointing. But they're still an NFL franchise. And they had won three in a row coming in. And they had some momentum. And he did that to them. It matters. It counts. And you know what? It was impressive. No matter how much you want to hate, it was impressive. Better yet, it was awesome. It was incredible. There are not that many things that get me that fired up because I've done this for so long. Like, I'm into everything. I embrace everything. Even things that suck, I embrace. Don't get me wrong. I'm not jaded, and I'm not negative, and I'm not down on this whole thing. Like, it's all good. But once in a while, it's amazing. That was amazing. And no, I don't have a dog in that fight. I don't give a damn. Even if I've had Baker's back, I don't give a damn. I don't have a dog in that fight. Hell, I bet against him. How about that? I laid the points. Raiders, and I laid the points. I bet against Baker Mayfield last night. I bet against the Rams. And I still thought it was amazing. You can't tell me it wasn't, because it was. That was an amazing thing to see. It was a spectacle. It was a garbage game and a crappy game, but an amazing ending.
This is impossible.
I mean, even Al Michaels, right?
Yards.
Al, who's cracking on the PA announcer, Al, who will call bullcrap when he sees bullcrap, said, quote, not it's impossible. I mean, not incredible, but impossible.
To the end zone to Jefferson. Is that possible?
I'm the only thing missing from that last night now was, do you believe in miracles? He could have. How great would that have been if Al brought that back? Do you believe in miracles? That actually would have been pretty awesome. That would have been amazing if Al broke that out again in that moment. Do you believe in miracles? Let's go to the Fee. Do you believe in miracles? I'm taking a phone call from V and the Fee. What's up, V?
Jimbo Jangles. What's up, my player?
What's up, dude?
Yo, I'm just sitting here in the Fee, and I'm just laughing. I'm laughing. Laughing at the stupid idiots in Vegas and the disrespect they're giving my Vikings, making them the first 10-2 underdogs in NFL history against the Lions. So, you know, when my boy Perk Cousins, Dalvin Cook, Jay Jettas, and the boys run wild on that weak Lions defense, I'm going to be sitting on my couch, my brand new Costco couch, pouting my fifth Rondello, saying, told you so. Now, my school boys, do your job. Don't make me look stupid. That's my face's job. Do your job, Kirk, and bowl out on Sunday against these fools and give us the respect we deserve. Ooh, mid-call war. War Alvey and BC Brock Purdy having the same nickname. Am I right, Alvey? You know, Rome, I usually end my calls treading that bald, low-life Garrett Rott. But in honor of the holiday spirit, I want to sing a song that I wrote for you, Rit. Yes, old man. So plug in your hearing aids, turn them up, and listen. Let me clear my throat real quick. Ritmus, you're so damn old. Ritmus, used to watch Murder, She Wrote. Ritmus. But at least you get Denny's for cheap. Ritmus. But when you get off the toilet, you bust up your knees. Rit, you're seriously old as crap. And as useful as Alvy's woman's dental dam. If you didn't know, that's a condom for woman. Alvy says, dude, now when he sees them. Merry Christmas, Rit. Happy holiday calls. Be in the fee. Out.
This kid, man. Alvy, how did you not run that at any point? Rit gave that two thumbs down. Yeah, predictably, Rit, it was all about you. And none of it was positive. I'm laughing. Alvy said, I didn't run it because I was mesmerized. There's no doubt, V is probably the best bad caller we've ever had. And not in a hack-off kind of way, because the hack-off was a different breed of bad. I just mean V's bad, like a smack's bad. But his energy's good. The effort is there. The energy's there. The guy's trying hard. He is a try-hard. His smack's not good. The calls aren't good. The song was not good, but it made me laugh. Like, I don't get it. It's one of those things where it just doesn't add up. It's not good. It's not funny, but I'm laughing. It's not good, it's not funny, but I'm laughing and I'm entertained and I'm enjoying it. Like, I don't get it, but it somehow works. He actually started with a straight sports take, something I want to get to. It's true. The Lions are sub 500, yet they're favored against the 10-2 Vikings. I have never seen a team so disrespected as the Vikings. And again, it's not just idiots, it's Vegas. The guys who set those lines, I think, know more about the game than the guys who play the game. The guys who set those lines, I think, know more about the game than the guys who coach the game. The guys who set those lines essentially invented the game. They know what the hell they're doing. They don't make those mistakes. Now, the house doesn't always win, but almost always wins. And it is pretty interesting. The Vikings are getting no respect, or the Lions are getting a hell of a lot of respect. And V just said, I can't wait until my Vikings run right up through that weak Lions defense. The thing about it is, they haven't been weak of late. They're playing much better. There's a lot to like about the Lions. As I mentioned on Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, I was late to that party. The head and I both picked that game. I'm not giving the pick away. I know you want it right now. Yeah, I know. I know Mike in Jacksonville. Screw all that podcast stuff. Give me the picks. You know what, Mike? It's Friday. I'm in a good mood. I'll give you the picks. Go to the podcast. That's where the picks are. You happy? You're welcome. Speaking of, you're welcome. Yo, Matt in L.A., where are you, brah? They're all asking for you after you call out yesterday. After your guarantee yesterday.
Outro.
Intro, Matt. Intro. The Matt bat signal is out. Yeah, I know, clones. Now he's going to call. He should. He was talking a lot of junk yesterday. All right, when we return, I'm still trying to get to the Patriots, but you know what? You clones, this is our deal. If you can make it better, I will put aside what I want to get to and skip you right to the front of the line, like I just did V. And incredibly enough, V made it better with some really bad song about Rit. The bar is not that high today, obviously. 1-800-636-8686. Phone lines are open. Time now for a sports update. Here it is. Marco Belletti has...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki. Hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares Old Trapper. What is your beef? So it's interesting today in that it's been a phone call day. And normally on any other program, if somebody were to say, the host, that, oh, check out the Christmas cards coming in. My bad. Here's a nice-looking family. Remember, you can send your holiday cards or Christmas cards in. Send them to rome@haveatake.com. Make sure they're clean. Looking good. Everybody's looking good. I love it. No profanity, no sex, no drugs, no alcohol. Pretty simple stuff. All right, so it's been a big phone call day in the sense that we've taken like two or three, but for us, that's big. I want to check in with my EP, Tommy. So, Tommy, what has the reaction been? Because normally we do not take telephone calls, and generally it gets really angry when we do. What has the reaction been thus far to the few that we've taken, namely V and the Fee and Drizzle?
Pretty bad. Pretty angry. They're not a fan of Drizzle at all, but V is on a whole nother level. Like, the vitriol for V and the Fee is just next level.
Dude, talk to me, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just can't stand the dude. They think it's chaotic and just terrible. They don't understand what we think is even slightly redeeming about him. So, yeah, that's what they're saying about you, V. Okay, also, get off speakerphone. I don't know what happened. He's never called here on speakerphone before, but he did. This time he was screaming into his phone on speaker. Don't do that either.
Honestly, I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
My bad. I must be distracted. Distracted by the chaos and the idiocy of it all. Hey, V, get the hell off your speakerphone.
In the last 5 minutes on emails, we've gotten, holy crap, what a garbage call day. And all we need is Paul's dog and Matt in L.A. to make this the worst call day in show history.
All right, okay. Say that one more time and say it more slowly.
All we need is Paul's dog and Matt in L.A. in here to make this the worst call day in show history.
How can you say it's the worst call day in show history when it's generating this much reaction? Drizzle, I just said, is one of the best calls of the year, and you're telling me it's one of the worst calls in the history of the program. That's just wrong.
Bad take.
Tell me again one more time what that last guy said.
All we need to do is get Paul's
start
dog.
Start from the beginning. The beginning.
First one is, holy crap, what a garbage call day, but that was a different email. And then the second email was, all we need to do is get Paul's dog and Matt in L.A. in here to make this the worst call day ever on the show.
Okay, well, I'll see what I can do about that. Thank you very much. Drizzle, V and the Fee, and according to that last person that touched base with us, all we need now is Paul's dog and Matt in L.A. to make it the worst call day in show history. Whatever. All right? Just stop. Just stop. Stop saying anything is the worst ever in show history. I'm the host of the show. I know what the worst ever in show history. You know what one of the worst takes in show history is? That all we need is Paul's dog and Matt in L.A., and then we'll have the worst call day in show history. That's idiotic. All right? Let me make that point one more time. That guy just said, all we need is Paul's dog and Matt in L.A., and we'll have the worst call day in show history. That's an idiotic take. Let's go to the phones. Matt in L.A. Matt, what's going on?
Pimp in the box. Hey, so yeah, man, I'll admit it. That was a choke job last night. And me and the whole Raider Nation right now are staying away from high-rise buildings and sharp objects because that was just pathetic, man. I can no longer defend D.C. or the other D.C., Patrick Graham. That guy couldn't defend a damn NFL game if he had Pat Tillman, the Army Rangers, and all of the leathernecks in D-Day. I mean, it's a disgrace. But that's not why I called, Jim. I called because I heard some fake wannabe brother, a.k.a. Sprinkles in Wichita, is calling out your boy Matt in L.A. Hey, Sprinkles, check it out, bro. First off, you saying anything about showbiz is comical, kind of like Meow Mix Mark in his D-list cameos thinking that he's a Hollywood celebrity. Dog, stop. Hey, man, we all know your fake-ass hobo ass is not going to get a house. Man, first off, that six-figure shack that you've been looking at is nothing to be proud of, man. And I'm sure that whip that you got is probably like a recovered John Deere or something. So stop lying to the clones about your get back, dog. Because look, the reason why you be asking what's your name and why nobody calls you out is exactly that. You're a nobody. Nobody cares about you. And furthermore, when the next Smack Off rolls around, I probably won't be talking about you because I got bigger fish to fry, my man. So keep my name out your mouth, Sprinkles in Wichita. That's all I got for you, Romy. Outro.
I'll rack him. I'll rack him.
Rack him.
Honestly, I thought that was the beef that nobody wanted. Matt in L.A. v. Sprinkles in Wichita. I thought that was the beef that nobody wanted. But I was wrong. Matt's back and his phone sucks again. Hey, Matt, I thought you got a new phone. I was all hyped up. The last time you called, it was crystal clear. That lasted one call. Anyway, we've got beef. Matt in L.A. and, quote, Sprinkles in Wichita. Which goes back to the other point. The guy who said, hey, Rome, all we need now is Paul's dog and Matt in L.A., and we have the worst call day in the history of the jungle. Hey, you got that, Pooch? We're three quarters of the way there. We're three quarters of the way to the worst call day in jungle history. All we need is a dog. But you're wrong. You're wrong. Drizzle made it better. Even Sprinkles in Wichita made it better. Matt in L.A. made it better. I would even argue that that juvenile sophomore call from V in the fee made it better. Why? You're reacting to it. You're talking about it. And it's good. You know, 2% of you love it. All right, no percent of you love it. And 100% of you hate it or want to fight everybody who made those calls. How does that not make it better? I'll be the judge of what makes it better, all right? My damn show. I've been doing it. I know what makes it better. I'm not saying I'm always right, but I do know what makes it better, and I do know what makes it worse. Those calls are not making it worse. They're just not. You know why? Because that's the type of thing that later on today, if the show comes up, when you're having happy hour, or you're talking about the show at home, or you're getting with one of your boys, you're going to say, hey man, did you hear Drizzle? Did you hear Matt in L.A.? Did you hear that imbecile V? It's something you will reset. I know it's going to live online. I know it's going to live on Twitter. Don't tell me it doesn't make it better. I'll let you know the worst call day of the year, all right? Today's not it. Far from it. Drizzle reaffirmed his status as a smack-off caller. How could that make it worse? Matt in L.A. actually with a pretty good clapback. Who expected that from Matt in L.A.? None of you. Even though you all want to say, hey, man, can you tell him to get out of that toilet to make the phone call? Why is he under the sink again making that phone call? I thought as clapbacks go, that was pretty good. And then V's just whatever V is, man. V's like arrested development. V's like a 12-year-old. A 12-year-old running his mouth and screaming and then singing about how old Ritt is. And even that somehow makes it better. All right, so coming up next hour, I've got Jordan Poyer. That will absolutely make it better. And again, all we need now is Paul's dog, and apparently it's the worst call day in the history of the program. So close, Pooch. The call is out. Help us get there, dog. Yo, Paul's dog. Want to go for a W-A-L-K? You want a treat? You want a treat? Stay tuned. I'll see when we come back.